Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Slacker Show Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, are we going to talk about it?
Don't you know?
It's not psychic, moron.
Okay.
There's a story of this woman who's got a couple kids, and their 5-year-old's about to join Mensa. The one kid's already in Mensa, I believe, and now a 5-year-old has been invited to join as well.
And
TIAC was talking about it off air. I don't know that they still do this. Did you guys get IQ tested in school?
I honestly don't remember, which I probably got a low score.
Yeah, there's a couple of angles I could take on that. I'm just going to leave it sit right there.
Thanks.
That's awesome.
No. I remember they checked our hearing. That was a thing. Yeah. And they checked for lice. But I don't think they checked IQ.
You know,
they found too much lice. They're like, we can skip the IQ test.
I think there is a certain lice to IQ ratio that they're looking for. If you're one of the lice kids, they just don't bother.
One of the lice kids? Gosh, that
I know
sucks.
This is terrible, and I've gotten heat for saying this before, but I'm sorry. Like, I was a lice kid.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I've never even...
There were... Okay. I'm about to say what I got in trouble for last time. You know that in school, there was this kid, that kid, this kid, that... There's the smelly kid. You know exactly who I'm talking about. I don't have to say it. You know exactly who I'm talking about. This is where I get in trouble, and it's TIAC, so I'm allowed to say it. There's the scoliosis kid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I have it, for sure.
But in my day...
Stand up.
But in my day, it was different, because you knew, because they had to wear this...
The
contraption on the outside of their clothes. It was like the Scarlet Letter. It was really unfair, because they don't do it now.
Some cases, yeah.
They do?
Yeah.
If it's bad enough.
But you're in these formidable years where you're trying to get your vibe on and like be, you want to stand out because you're a great basketball player.
It's like, you know how when you graduate and you have the most likely to whatever, it's the going into high school. Like, you're the smelly one.
You're the smelly, you're the scoliosis, you're the and it just sucked. I remember the scoliosis kid. I'm like, you are not getting a fair shake at this.
Mm-hmm.
Because they made them wear it on the outside of their clothes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like, I heard a lot about headgear too, but I don't remember kids actually having headgear.
I knew one person who did, but only at night.
No, they had it. Again, we were much more archaic in my time, so there were several. Now, what used to be real braces for kids can be solved by Invisalign.
Yeah.
So therefore, if it's real bad, they can be solved by real braces. But back in my, you wore like a halo, like you were in a car accident.
Yeah. And again, it's just,
you're not
going
to get anywhere.
Yeah.
Like 6 years later, when you want to ask Jennifer to
but
the prom, she's like.
But I also think that even with, if someone were to be wearing headgear today, there's more of an understanding.
We're more compassionate than we were back then.
Definitely.
For sure.
To think that this is a slam. Four eyes, it's like, I didn't do anything to have myopia, you a-hole.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you need glasses. Yes.
I know. Yeah.
I do.
That doesn't make
sense. And what? Like, why are you?
I know, yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
I got called four eyes so many times. I'm like, what? Congrats on having 20/20 vision, you D.
Yeah.
What?
I agree.
Anyway, we were talking about this and we were wondering, do they still test kids for IQ? I was tested and I was invited into Mensa.
You were?
I know people are thinking one of two things. One, I'm lying, or two, I'm being pretentious. I'm probably dumb as a bag of hammers now. But then when my brain was less clouded, I was a smart little cookie.
Do you remember how old you were?
I don't. I was pretty young because it was weird to get mail. I remember my parents were like, well, this one's addressed to Michael. And I was like,
yeah. What have you been doing, boy?
Right. I was like, what? Am I getting drafted? So I was like, I think I was like 10 years old or something.
Okay.
You're pretty young.
Wow.
Well, now my daughter wanted to like, these stories are out there. It's like these kids are just like genius level IQ. They're being invited into Mensa, blah, blah, blah. So she tried to find an IQ test online and they're all clickbait.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've taken them online before. And I don't,
it's not real.
I don't think so. No.
But I don't remember what the questions are. Are they like the questions we all hate on the SAT?
I don't know.
Lawnmower is to shoebox as death is to, and you're like, meatball? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. How do they test your IQ? Is it just a variety of questions on multiple subjects? Or is there some math? Is it just like they can see your logical thinking?
Because I don't think it's thinking, don't think it's knowledge. It's not knowledge. You're not.
I think I found some example questions.
Okay, go.
What is the four-digit number in which the first digit is 1/5 the last, and the second and the third digits are the last digit multiplied by 3? Oh my God. Would fail this.
It would take me a second, but I would get
hold
that.
Hold on, I'm still writing my name.
All right, hold on. Question
bubble,
two.
Bubble, 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 bubble. I would figure that one out. I could figure that one out.
Yeah. Jane went to visit Jill. Jill is Jane's only husband's mother-in-law's only husband. Ha! Jane went to visit Jill. Jill is Jane's only husband's mother-in-law's only husband's only daughter's only daughter. What relation is Jill to Jane?
Okay.
What?
Okay, these are like written.
Yes.
It is Jane.
That wasn't the question.
Oh, I don't see. That's what I thought they were, because they don't. It's not about knowledge. It's about intelligence quotient. Like, do you have the ability to reason out a problem? Do you know what I'm saying? Knowing who the fourth person to sign the Declaration of Independence—that's knowledge. That's Jeopardy. Right?
I see. Yeah, yeah.
But like, you got to be able to look at this and go,
problem solving.
Right.
The, yeah.
Here, my favorite thing that's happening right now. Tiag knows he's the dumbest person in the room. So instead, he's stroking his beard and just going,
Yes, of course. Yes. IQ, you say.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Men, when was the last time you felt unstoppable? Low testosterone could be draining your energy, strength, and sex drive. At Beaumont Health and Wellness, we help men reclaim their power with hormone replacement therapy, weight loss, and IV hydration. Get peak performance with our $147 hormone replacement starter kit, including a private consultation, precision blood work, and a free B12 shot to fire up your system. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Age is just a number. Desire is forever. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with Bolt Cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.